The following is an interview between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and radio station KPFK Los Angeles, recorded June 27, 1969, in Los Angeles.
Your Grace, what is the basis of your teachings?
The basis of this teaching is Bhagavad Gita as it is. And I have already published my book, this Bhagavad Gita as it is. This book is not new. It is very old book, at least 5,000 years old. And it is very widely read all over the world. In your country, I have seen there are about more than 25 different editions, English. And similarly, there is in German language, in England, in Japan, everywhere, all over the country, this book is very widely known, Bhagavad Gita. In other words, this is Krishna consciousness. The speaker of this book is Lord Krishna. And the subject matter of this book is, what is our relationship with God? Then, after understanding what is our relationship with God, we can work accordingly. Just like you are a citizen of America, you have got a particular relationship with the state, and you are expected to work according to that relationship, then you are good citizen. You are law-abiding citizens, and state gives you all protection, and you can improve to the highest professional state. Similarly, if we know our relationship with God, whom we call Krishna. Krishna means all attract. And that is the perfect name of God. Unless God is all-attractive, He cannot be God. God cannot be Hindu's God, or Christian's God, a Jew's God, a Mohammedan's God. No. God is for everyone. And He is all-attractive. He is fully opulent, He is fully in knowledge, perfect in knowledge, perfect in beauty, perfect in renunciation, perfect in fame, perfect in strength. In this way, He is all attractive. So, we must know our relationship with God. That is the first subject matter of this book, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then if we understand our relationship, we can act accordingly. At the present moment, we are, some of us, a declining God. There is no God. Some of them have little conception of God. God is great, but they do not try to understand what is actual relationship with God. They are not very serious. In this way, practically, we are avoiding our eternal relationship with God, and therefore we cannot act properly. And that is the cause of all miseries. That is the cause of all problems. Just like if you do not know the state laws, then you do not act properly. You are always criminal. For example, if you do not know how to drive, keep to the right, if you drive left to the left, you may think, oh, it is after driving, what does it matter, right or left? But no, as soon as you drive left, you become criminal. Similarly, because we do not know our relationship with God, therefore we are acting wrongly. And therefore, under the laws of God, we are becoming more and more criminal. And our problems are increasing. Therefore, in spite of advancement of education, science, civilization, a nice dress, car, and everything, nobody trusts nobody. You see? Everywhere you go, a gentleman's house, so beware of the dog. No trespasser allowed. All are suspicious. An individual person is suspicious of another individual person. A nation is suspicious of another nation. A community is suspicious of another community. So how can you have peace and prosperity? Suspiciousness means animal, animalistic. If dog is suspicious of another dog, as soon as it finds another dog, it immediately begins to bark. Oh, oh, oh. So is that human civilization? Yeah. So what is the mistake of the human civilization? The mistake of the human civilization is that they have forgotten the relationship with God. So here is the scientific statement of our relationship with God. And then, according to that relationship, exactly in the same way, just like understanding your relationship, your citizenship in a state, you can act nicely. Similarly, if you know our relationship with God, we can act very nicely. And that is peaceful life. And besides that, this life, the present life, is not all. We have got life after death. That is a fact. Just like we are continuously in life, in this present life. You are a child, I was a child. Every one of us were a child. That was a life. Then we became boy. Then we became youth. Now I am becoming old. And generally, when this body will be useless, I will have to take another body. This is the way. Unfortunately, the people, they do not believe in the next life. Although, in everyday affair, they are experiencing that I am eternal. I can remember the days of my childhood. I can remember the days of my youthhood, my boyhood. And I am still working. That means I am continuously there, although my body in different ways has changed. So it is a fact that even after changing this body, you will have another body. Just like you are sitting in this room. Now, if you vacate this room, that does not mean you are finished. You have gone in some other room. So this is a great science. And people are neglecting this science. They have no information. There are so many departments in the university, technological, medical, engineering. But where is the department to know and understand what is the this life? What is God? What is our relationship? So this is not very good civilization. So there is life after this life, just like progressive life. A child is progressing to youthhood, the youth is aspiring to become a big man, important man. As in this life there is progressive life, similarly life after life there is also progress. There are different grades of life. So we get information from authoritative books that there are 8,400,000 of different grades of life. And there are 900,000 of aquatic life, 2,000,000 species of plants and trees, about 1,100,000 species of life, of birds, 3,000,000 types of species of beasts, and 400,000 species of this human body. Out of that 400,000 different kinds of human bodies, the civilized body is a great boon. And at that time we can make further progress. Either we can transfer to other planets the standard of living, comforts, many, many thousands times better than this planet. But in this book, Bhagavad Gita as it is, we get information that within this material universe, wherever you go, either you remain in this planet, or you go to the moon planet, or to the sun planet, or there are millions and trillions of planets, the highest planetary system is called Brahmaloka. There the duration of life is very, very great. You cannot calculate even 12 hours of the days. These are described in this book, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Sahasra yuga pajyantam arahajyat brahmano vidu. 3,000 years is the duration, 403,000 of years, solar year, is the one unit of yuga. Such 1,000 yugas makes 12 hours of the Brahmaloka planet. Similarly, they live there for 100 years. But these four things, namely birth, death, old age and disease, these four things are everywhere. Either you live in this planet or moon planet or sun planet or any other planet, the duration of life may be very, very great. Just like in comparison to the ant, our life, human being, we have got 100 years age. So to the ant it may be very astonishing. Oh, how such a great length of time one can live. Similarly, we may be astonished by hearing 12 hours duration of Brahmaloka, but actually there is. But still, you cannot avoid death. Death is there. So from this book, we understand from the version of Krishna or God that abrahma bhavana lokan punaravartanad. Even if you go to the highest planetary system, again you have to come back. In this way, all living entities are rotating. from one planet to another, from one species of life to another. So, but we don't want this, actually. If I say that if I give you a nice body, youthful body, and eternal body, full of knowledge, would you not like to have it? Nobody likes old age, nobody likes death, nobody likes to die, nobody likes to take birth again, enter into the womb of mother and live there 10 months, yet take back. Nobody likes. But what is the solution? Is there any solution by the scientist? No scientist can say, all right, we shall stop death, we shall stop disease. They can manufacture nice medicine to counteract disease, but they cannot manufacture anything which will stop disease. You can fight against death very nicely, but you cannot stop death. These are the problems. But there is no education in the modern civilization. How to stop death, how to stop disease, how to stop old age, how to stop birth, how to attain eternal life, how to attain blissful life. They have no education. But this Krishna consciousness movement, although it appears a new movement in your country, but it is known to the world, but nobody had previously attempted to put these ideas and movement in practical shape. So that I am doing. That I am attempting. And with this mission, I come to your country with the hope that if the American people take it very seriously, then it will be the greatest contribution to the world. So, I have already published my magazines and my books in this connection. So if people take advantage of this movement, try to understand these books, they will be benefited greatly. That is the basic principle of my teaching.
Your Grace, how does one attain Krishna consciousness?
Now, this is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness. So, for attaining Krishna consciousness, there are several stages. The first stage is faith or inquisitiveness. Just like you have come to me. This is the first stage. Out of inquisitiveness or some faith that these people are teaching Krishna consciousness, we have heard it very nice, let us see what it is. This is the first stage. One should be inquisitive and have little faith or little respect for Krishna consciousness. This is very nice. They are speaking very nice words. So this is the first stage. The second stage is that in the first stage, if you find it is interesting, then the second stage is to associate with us, to understand more. Just like we are having our classes 3 days in a week. We are having class in the morning daily, but for public we are holding classes in the evening from 7 to 9 in our temple. Perhaps you know. You have been yesterday there? So we are holding classes there and discussing on this book, having kirtan, distribution of prasadam, food is very nice. There is no labor. It's simply you come, you hear nice songs, you dance, you take nice food, you hear nice philosophy, and you think over, and you may go home. We don't ask anybody that you press your nose like this, you make your head down like this, make exercise like this. We don't ask anybody. People automatically like to dance with us. Although dance is labor, but they like it. So the next stage is to associate with us, to understand more and more. This is the second stage. First stage, faith and respect, and second stage, association. The third stage, if by association one becomes serious, that I shall become a regular student of Samiti. That is third stage. That is called initiation. That's like this boy, that they are initiated. So, in that state, they are guided by me. They follow strictly, just like we have got for the initiated students, we have got four principles. We do not allow illicit sex life. No, we do not allow these boys or girls sex life without being married. Yes. This is one regulation. We don't allow them to take anything which is not offered to the deity. We offer to the deity foodstuff in grains, fruits, flowers, milk products, and no meat, no egg, nothing of this sort. Simple food. They are nutritious. We prepare very, perhaps you have participated in our love feast on Sunday. Yes? Yes? They like it. So many, hundreds of preparations. We can give at least 300 preparations. Many varieties, simply on grains and milk products and fruits. That's all. We don't kill animals, don't kill birds, no. But we make very nice preparations, everyone likes. This is one of the restrictions, that you cannot take anything which is not offered to Krishna, Krishna consciousness. This is the second restriction. The third restriction is no intoxication. No smoking, no drinking, even no tea taking, no coffee taking, nothing. These American boys, they are accustomed to all these habits very naturally, but they are given up. They don't take it. In our temple, there is no tea taking, no coffee taking, no cigarette smoking, nothing of this sort. This is the third restriction. And the fourth restriction is that you cannot take part in gambling or some unnecessary sporting. Because you have to utilize your time. Your time is very short. If you miss this opportunity of human form of life, because you do not know when death is coming. It is not that because I am old, I am nearing death, and you are young, you are not nearing death. Who knows that you may die before me? So there is no certainty. So the principle is, that because this human form of life is so important to perfect oneself in Krishna consciousness, he should not waste even a minute. You see? So, Therefore, we don't allow unnecessary sporting, you see. This is simply a waste of time. So, no illicit sex life, no meat eating or animal food, no intoxication, no gambling. So, every student has to follow this formula, otherwise I don't initiate. I don't take cheap students that you can do whatever you like and pay me some money, I give you some mantra and you become God. I don't say like that. I don't bluff like that. I've not come to earn money from your country, but I have come to your country to give you something sublime. Not to take you, not to take from you, not to exploit you, but to give you something sublime. So that is the third stage, initiation. Then, if you are situated in the third stage nicely, that means if you follow the regulative principles under my direction, then the fourth stage automatically comes. After this third stage, the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, up to eighth automatically comes. That is gradual development. So, in the third stage, if you follow the regulative principle and chant with some prescribed number, numerical strength, then your all misgivings will be over automatically. What are these misgivings? The first misgiving is that I am this body. Everyone is under the concept of this body. I am not this body. That is a fact. The body is changing, and there are many examples. One of the example is a very common example. Suppose a man is dead, now everybody is crying, and if he asks why you are crying, oh, my son is dead. I can say your son is lying here. Why are you saying that he is dead? Oh, no, he's dead, he's gone. His body is lying. Therefore, he is different from the body. Immediately you can understand. You say, no, he is gone, his body is lying. That you say at that time. So you understand at the time of death that the man was different from the body. But during his lifetime, I was taking care of his body only. Where did I take care of he? Because I did not know him. You see, this is a misgiving. So, Krishna consciousness means purified consciousness, real consciousness. And the next stage, after being freed from misgiving, attachment for the real identity, Ruchi. Then, asakti, greater attachment. Then, an ecstasy. Then when you say, I am coming nearer to God, because I am God, in the beginning I told you that we have forgotten our relationship with God. So when you are out of misgivings, you come to the platform of increasing attachment for God. So, this attachment, when it is perfectional state, it is called love of God. The love is here also. Instead of loving God, we are now loving dog. Love is there. But when you are out of misgivings, you transfer your love from dog to God.